A federal jury in Tacoma has found Washington State Auditor Troy Kelly not guilty on one charge of lying to the IRS, but the jury deadlocked Tuesday on the remaining 14 counts, including possession of stolen funds, money laundering, and filing false tax returns. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins covered the trial and spoke with Kelly's defense and the jury foreman after the verdict.
Kelly stared straight ahead and showed no emotion as Judge Ronald Layton read the jury's findings on possession of stolen property, no verdict, making false statements, no verdict, money laundering, no verdict, and then finally one not guilty finding on a charge of making a false statement to IRS investigators in 2013. Afterwards, Kelly shook hands with his defense team and hugged and kissed his wife. Outside the courtroom, defense attorney Angelo Calfo declared victory.
Well, we're pleased with the verdict. We think it was the right outcome.
Calfo said the hung jury proved the point he'd made at closing arguments, that the feds never should have brought this case against Kelly in the first place.
So what we're hopeful now is that the government's prepared to acknowledge this is a case they shouldn't have brought and dismiss the charges so that Troy can move on with his life.
You think that'll happen?
I'm confident that they'll make the right decision.
In a statement, U.S. Attorney Annette Hayes in Seattle thanked the jury and the prosecutors and said her office will thoroughly review the counts that the jury deadlocked on before making a decision about next steps. Even before the verdict was announced, it was clear jurors were deadlocked. The jury telegraphed its struggles in notes to the judge. Eventually, Judge Layton brought them back into the jury room and polled the jurors to see if they thought they could work through their impasse. Most said no, a few said yes. A short while later, they sent another note back saying they were still deadlocked. Mike Lowy was the jury foreman. The postman and wrestling coach from Roy, Washington, described deliberations that were heated at times.
There were certain people that get it set in their mind that he just wasn't guilty. So, and then if some one person thought it was guilty, then we couldn't, you know, come to a unanimous decision.
Lowy said personally he felt some of Kelly's actions were questionable, but ultimately he said he and most of the jurors could not convict on the marquee charge, possession or concealment of stolen funds.
The whole stolen money was really hard for us. It was hard to establish that it was actually stolen. We were split to that, so that's how it was.
Kelly was accused of pocketing millions of dollars in homeowner fees that should have been refunded. This was when he ran a real estate services document tracking business during the pre-recession housing bubble before he was elected state auditor. He was also accused of trying to conceal the money through a series of bank transfers and seeking to avoid paying taxes on it. Kelly's attorneys maintained that he was entitled to keep the funds and had a legally defensible plan to pay taxes on the money over a 10-year period. Lowy, the jury foreman, said those starkly different theories of the case made the job of deciding the case harder, but he also acknowledged some frustration at deadlocking.
Personally, it is a little dissatisfying, but talking with the judge afterwards was really cool because he said, you know, this is the judicial system at work, and when you have that many different people trying to decide on something that is so, not vague, but, you know, being presented in both sides, it is kind of hard to do. So
Kelly left the courthouse with his wife and supporters without speaking to the media. His attorney says as long as there's the potential for a retrial, Kelly won't be making any public comments about the case. But Calfo said his client was feeling relieved and said Kelly is on a path to vindication. Kelly has said he does not plan to run for re-election this year. He's ignored repeated calls to resign ever since he was indicted last April. In a statement, Governor Jay Inslee said serious questions remain about Kelly's ability to successfully fulfill his role as state auditor. I'm Austin Jenkins in Tacoma.